Shalom to all. Today's daf is on Hedjin Daf Mem Daled, and we are starting about the second line with the words Chata Yisrael. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Achan. Remember, the first city to be conquered in Eretz Yisrael was Yericho. Yeshua had placed a cheirem on all the spoils. Achan took some, and the next battle with Ai, people died. And Hashem told Yeshua it was because of his sin. Lots were drawn, and they fell on Achan. So the Gemara tells us Chata Yisrael. The pasuk says Hashem told Yeshua that the Yidden sinned. What do we learn from here? Amar Rav Zavda Afbi Shachata Yisrael. Who even if a person sinned, he's still considered a Yid. And Amar Rav Rabba says, this is what people say. Asa the Kai Bene Chilfi, Ahadas, which is growing among a bunch of our rabbis, Asa Shmei, its name is still Ahadas, Asa Karule, and that's what people call it. And therefore, even if a Yid does a verse, he's still called Yisrael. We continue dodging this pasuk. Vegam over his brisi, Hashem told Yeshua, they also were over my bris, Asher Sivisi Yisem that I commanded them. Gam Lakhumin Acherem, they also took from the Cherem. Gam Gandru, they also stole. Gam Kichashu, they also denied. Gam Sam Bechlehem, they also placed in their Kalem. And Om Ravi Law, Mishum Rabbi Hu the Bar Masparta, Milamit teaches us, Shavar Achan al Chamisha Chom Shetara, that Achan was over on the five Chumashim. Shemar Kos Pasuk says, Chamisha Gam, five times the word Gam, and that tells us he was over on the five Chumashim. And Omar Avilah, Mishom Rav Yehuda Bar Masparta, Achan Meshach Bar Las Yahaya, Achan used to pull his Arlo, used to pull his Aether in order to cover over the fact that he had a Bris Milah. And Adam knows, Ksiv Hacha says over here, Vagam Avru as Brisi, and Ksiv Hasma says over there as Brisi Hefar. The Gemara's Pita, that's obvious. Since he was over on the Chamisha Chom Shetera, of course he was over on this. And the Gemara answers, no, Maladim, you might have thought that with Mitzvah Gufei Le Pakar, he didn't go so far to try to be Meshach as Arlo, Kamashalan the Chilish is that he was. We continue the Pasuk says of Chi Asan Vala Beisrael, then Vala was done in Yisrael. This Yeshua said about Achan in Amar Baba Bar Zavda, Malamit teaches us Shabal Achan Ar Marasa, that Achan was Bail in Ar Marasa. Ksev Hachat says over here, Vechi Asan Navala, and Ksev Hasam, it says over there regarding Ar Marasa, Ki Asan Navala be Yisrael. And so we see that he was over this Tarbal Avera. The Gemara's Pshita, that's obvious. We said he was over on Chamisha Chom Shetera, so of course he was over on this Avera. The Gemara answers, no, Malatim, you might have thought, Kuli Haile Pakar Nafshe, that he didn't go so far because this Avera brings shame to her family and answers her to her husband, so maybe he didn't go that far, Kamashman the Chedesh is that he did. However, this is Machlai, because Ravina says that no. What does it mean, Asa Nevala B'Yisrael? Dine Kenar Marasa, it just means that Achan's din is like an Amarasa, the Beskila, he gets Skila. And remember the Rish Galusa Rav Huna, the Rish Galusa told Rav Huna. Ksiv says the pasuk over here, Vayikach Yeshua as Achan ben Zarach, Yeshua took Achan ben Zarach, Vesa Kesef, and the silver, Vesa Deres, and the cloak, Vesa Shain Hazov, Ves Banov, and his sons, Ves Banaisav, and his daughters, Ves Shari, Ves Chamari, Ves Tsoine, Ves Olive, Ves Kalashirloin, everything that he had, and he gave them Skila and burned them. So the question is, Im Huchata, just because Achan sinned, but Ravinaisav Machatu, what are his sons and daughters do? So Amalei Rav Huna responds to the Rish Galusa, Voltamecha, according to your questioning, Im Huchata, Kal Yisrael Machatu. If he sinned, what did all of Am Yisrael do? That's because the pasuk says, V'chal Yisrael Imai, that Yeshua took all of Yisrael with him. So how do you explain that? Ella must be Lord Dyson. He's trying to give them muster, he's trying to chastise them to show them how terrible it is what Achan did. Hachinam Yisrael Tovir, Kedei Lord Dyson, it was just to show them and to give them muster, but he didn't actually stone Achan's sons and daughters. We can explain the Psukim, it says, V'yisfru Oysam Ba'esh, and he burned them in fire, V'yisklu Oysam Bavanim, and he stoned them with stones. And the question is, Batarti, he did both of these things to them? And the answer is, Ravina says that no, Haray L'Sreifa L'Sreifa, that which is able to be burned was burned, such as all the material possessions, those were burned by Yeshua, and Haray L'Skila Skila, those referring to get Skila, got Skila, namely Achan and his animals, they got Skila. Now we describe what Achan stole. So he told Yeshua, V'er B'Shalal, I saw in the spoils, Aderes Shinar, some sort of beautiful cloak or garment from Shinar, which is Bavel, Achas, one, Toiva, it was very nice, and Wasam Shkalim Kesef, 200 Shkalim of silver. And Rav Amar, he says, what's this Aderes Shinar, Achas Toiva? It's still the Milsa, it was a beautiful wool garment, and Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Sarbala de Tsrifa, it was some sort of garment that was dyed a special color. We can explain the Psukim, it says, Vaitzikim Lefnei Hashem, literally translated, this means he spread them out in front of Hashem. Now, Rav Nachum explains, Bava Chavtam Lefnei HaMakim, that Yeshua took these items that Achan stole and threw them down in front of Hashem. Amar Lefanav, he said in front of him, Rebbeinu Shloilam, Al Eilu Tehar Grub Shal Sanhedrin, because of these, the majority of Sanhedrin was killed. Chsei the Pasuk says, Vayakum Mehem Anshei Ai Kishloishim Shisha Ish, that the people of Ai struck from the Bnei Yisrael 36 men. And Matanyu of Ebraiso, Shloishim Shisha Mamish, Div Rabbi Huda says that actually 36 people were killed, and Amar Leib Nechem, Rechem told him, Vichishleshim Shisha Hayu, was it 36? Haloi Loi Nemar, Ella Kishleshim Shisha Ish. It says about 36 people were killed. What does it mean, about? Either 36 or not 36? What are you giving an approximate number for? And the answer is Ella Zeh Yar Ben Menashe. This is referring to one person who was killed in the battle with Ai, Yar Ben Menashe, Shishakal Keneged Rishal Sanhedrin. He's equal to the majority of the Sanhedrin, and we know the Sanhedrin is 71, so it must be that he's equal to 36 people. And that's what we say, like 36, and that's what Yeshua was saying, that because of these things that Achan stole, someone who's equal to the majority of Sanhedrin was killed. Now, Amar Nachman, Amar Rav, he continues explaining, what's pshat in the pasuk, tachanunim yidabe rosh, that a poor person speaks tachanunim, he speaks in a way of supplication, meaning very softly, va'asher ya'an azos, but a wealthy one speaks brazenly. So tachanunim yidabe rosh, is that Moshe, is referring to Moshe Benu, who spoke very softly to Hashem, va'asher ya'an azos, is that Yeshua, is referring to Yeshua, who spoke very strongly to Hashem. Now, the question is, my time, what's the source for this? Even if you want to say, Mishum Dechsev, because it says in the pasuk, and we had explained that Amar Nachman says, that Yeshua threw him down in front of Hashem, and that's his brazenness. Didn't Pinchas do the same exact thing? The pasuk says, "Vayamid Pinchas vayfalel." Pinchas stood up and he davened, and the plague stopped. And Rambam Blazer explains, "Vayispalel loy nemar." Doesn't say he davened using this lashon, which is the classic lashon. El vayifalel. It does not have the suf. It uses the word vayifalel, and this is a strange lashon of davening. Malamis teaches us to also pliloy some kainoi that he went to judgment with his creator. And what did he do? Bavachaltov leyamakaim. He took the corpses of Zimri and the one whom he was being bile, and he threw them down in front of Hashem. Amar lefanav. He sent in front of him. Ribanish shalaylam al elu yiplu esrim va'arba elf miyisrael. Because of these, 24,000 yidden died. And how do we know? Zechsevka says in the pasuk, "Vayu hamaisim magefa arba'im v'asrim elef." That the people who died in the magefa because of what Zimri did with this non-Jewish woman, that was 24,000 people. As we see that even Pinchas spoke like this. Therefore, this pasuk of vayitzikim lefanav Hashem can't be the expression of the other pasuk va'asher ya'ana azos in reference to Yeshua. Rather, from here, suggests the Gemara, Yeshua told Hashem, "Lama avarta hever so'am ba'azes ha'yardain." Why did you cross this nation across the Yardain? You're just going to have us die. Ask the Gemara, Moshe Nami Memer Omar. Moshe also said something very similar. He told Hashem, "Lama harayos lama azeh." Why did you do bad to this nation? So that's not a lashon of speaking azos. Therefore, el mehacha, rather, it's from here. Yeshua told Hashem, "Vluhoi alnu vaneshe be'evar Yardain." If only would have chosen to stay on the other side of the Yardain. And that's a very strong lashon. He's basically telling Hashem, we shouldn't have listened to you and we shouldn't have crossed the Yardain. So that's where we see that Yeshua spoke azos to Hashem. We continue by Yomer Shem Yeshua. Yeshua told Yeshua, "Kum lach, get up." Now the word lach over here is extra, and it's mashma that Yeshua himself was somewhat at fault for what happened with Achan. And Darshav Shilah Shilah Darshin, Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem was telling Yeshua, "Shelcha kashim shelhen," that your sin, what you did, is worse than what they did. Ani Amarti, I said, "Vahaya bavar chamas hayardain," that when you cross over the Yardain, the kimu, that you should set up these stones. These are stones that had all the Torah written on them. And vatem richaktim samach mil, you distance yourself 60 mil away, and only then you set up these stones. And that's what you did wrong. You didn't listen to me, Hashem says to Yeshua. Now, Basra Denofak, after Shiel left the base medrash, Aikim Rav Amayra Ale, Rav set up an Amayra, a spokesperson, to explain this totally different. Vidar Shidashna as follows. The pasuk says, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe, Avdu Cain, that's what he did. Tziva Moshe as Yeshua, Moshe commanded Yeshua, Vachain also Yeshua, and that's what Yeshua did. Loi Hesu Davim Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, he didn't subtract from one thing, he didn't deviate from anything Hashem told Moshe. Therefore, it can't be Yeshua did something wrong by setting up these stones 6 mil away from the Yardain. Im Cain, therefore, Matam Lemer Kum Lach. So what's pshat in the pasuk? Then Hashem told Yeshua, "Kum lach." Mashma that Yeshua did something wrong. Amrali is really Hashem telling Yeshua, "Talk around to Lahem, you caused them to sin because you made a cherem on Yerichai, and I never told you that you should ban all the spoils of Yerichai, and so really it was because of you." And behind the Kamrali Ba'ai, that's what Hashem told him in regards to Ai, the next battle. You should do to Ai and to its king what you did to Yerichai and its king. And the pasuk continues that Hashem told Yeshua, "But all the spoils are allowed to be taken by the Yidden," meaning don't make a cherem on all the spoils like you did on Yerichai. And that's what Yeshua did wrong. The pasuk continues darshining something else that Yeshua perhaps was wrong in. It says in the pasuk, "Vayhi b'yis Yeshua b'Yerichai." It was when Yeshua was in Yerichai. This was when they were still laying siege to it. They surrounded it. "Vayisa'ena v'yar v'gaymer," and he raised his eyes and he saw, and there was a man coming towards him. So Yeshua told him, "Halonu ato tzareinu," are you with us or are you against us? Who are you? And the pasuk continues, "Vayomer," he said, "Loi ki ani sar tzva Hashem atabasi." I'm a sar tzva Hashem. I'm a minister of Hashem. Basically, this one was telling him, "I'm a malach and I'm coming now." "Vayipal Yeshua al panav arz v'yishtachu," and Yeshua fell on his face onto the ground and he bowed down. And the question is, "Hey chiyavid hachi," how could he do this? Amar Rabbi Yechon says, "Asr loyal adam shite in shalom chaver belayla." A person is not allowed to say shalom to his friend at night. Hashin shem a shade, who maybe it's a shade and it's not a person, and you're not allowed to greet a shade with Hashem's name, which is shalom. Shalom is Hashem's name. And so how could Yeshua have done this? Maybe this one who's coming towards him was really a shade. So the answer is no. Shani hasam. That case is different. The kamer lay, because the one told him, "Ani sar tzva Hashem atabasi v'gaymer." So this being told him, "I'm a sar tzva of Hashem." It can't be a shade. As the one of Dilma Shakri, maybe it really was a shade, but he was lying. And the answer is that no. Gemiri, we have Masaira, Dolei Mafkishim Shemayim Vatala, that a shade is not going to say Hashem's name in vain, and therefore it was a malach, and that's why Yeshua was able to trust him, even though it was at night. And now we get to the point of why the malach came to Yeshua. Memdal on Bez on top. Amrlei, the malach told him, "Emesh b'taltim tom shal bein arba'im." Usually the word emesh is translated as last night, but over here it's translated as this evening, meaning this past afternoon, you're Mavatal the afternoon Talmud. That's because you're in the middle of waging war, you're in the siege against Yericho, so you didn't have to. And v'ach shebitaltim Talmud Torah, now you're being Mavatal Talmud Torah, you're still laying siege to Yericho at night when you really should just go back to camp and learn Torah. And Yeshua asked him, "Al Ezim Hen Bas, in regards to which one of these things did you come to me now?" Amar Leis, so he told him, "Atabasi, I came now." That's understanding of these two strange words in the pasuk, "Atabasi, I came now," meaning he's telling him, right now you should be learning Torah, and that's why I came to you. And miyad, right away, the pasuk tells us, "Vayalan Yeshua b'lai luhu b'zecha emek." Yeshua spent the night in the emek. And what does this mean? "V'amar b'yechana, malam is teaches us, shalon b'aimka sha'alacha," that he stayed the night in the depths of alacha, emek. Emek over here is not literally translated as valley, and that's where Yeshua slept. It means that he stayed in the depths of halacha that he sat and learned all night. What do we learn from here? Gadol Talmud Torah Yoris Me'akrabas Tamidin, that learning Torah is greater than bringing carbon talmud. Remember the pasuk says, Atabasi, right now I came, meaning the Malach came to give him Musar for not learning Torah and not because of not bringing the carbon talmud. And now we're going to discuss something else. Amalei Abai Rav Dimi, Rabbi Asher Rav Dimi, Haikrav Ma'arava, Ma'ik Mukmisulei. These psukim in Eretz Yisrael, Ma'arava literally means the west, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael. How do they establish it? How do they explain it? What does the pasuk say? Al Teitzi L'Riv Maher. Don't go out to a quarrel, to a fight quickly. Pen Matase Bachrisa. For what are you going to do in the end? Bahachlem Oischa Reyacha. When your friend embarrasses you, Rivcha Riv Es Reyacha. You could definitely quarrel with your friend. V'Soid Acher Al Togel. But don't reveal the secret of somebody else. In other words, if you want to fight, you want to get into a quarrel or a disagreement with your friend, no problem. But don't bring up his ancestors and bring other people into the argument that aren't relevant. And so Rav Dimi responded to him, B'Shash Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yechezkel, when Hashem told Yechezkel Navi, Lech Amar Lahem L'Yisrael, go tell Am Yisrael, Avicha Amayri, your father is an Amayri, Ve'ime Chites, and your mother is a Chites, Amar Ruch Paskainis V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aruch Paskainis, which is referring to Gabriel HaMalach, said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Yavayu Avram V'Sara, V'yamdu L'fanecha, if Avram and Sarah, they came and stood in front of you, At Amar Lahem, and you would tell them this, meaning they would hear that you're telling Am Yisrael that their father is an Amayri and their mother is a Chites, seemingly referring to Avram and Sarah, Machlam Aysam, you'd embarrass them. And then Gabriel quoted the pasuk, Rivcha Rivas Reyacha, you could quarrel with your friend, V'soid Acher Al Togel, just don't reveal the side of somebody else, meaning don't bring in ancestors and embarrass them in this quarrel of yours. And that's what Dimi's answer to Abaye, how they explain this pasuk. But now the Gemara asks, does Gabriel Malach have such rishos to talk to Hashem like that? That's quite brazen, that's quite strong. And the answer is in, yes he does. Gabriel Malach has three names, Piskoin, Itmoin, Sigroin. Piskoin, what does this mean? That he's able to make sharp words or cut them in front of Hashem, meaning he's able to say something sharp to Hashem. Itmoin, what does this mean? That he closes up or seals up the sins of the Yidden in front of Hashem, meaning he protects them. And Sigroin, what does this mean? Kivan Shesoiger, once he closes up a case, it doesn't get opened up again, and that's in defense of Am Yisrael. And going back to discuss Yeshua, the pasuk in Iyov tells us that his friends asked him, have you arranged your tefillah before the distress came? And our Blazer says, what do we learn from here? A person should always daven before a tzara, before a distress, before a challenge comes. If not for the fact that Avram would have been mocked him, the fact that he davened early in the area between Beis El and Ai, a pasuk tells us that he did this, meaning if he would not have davened, there wouldn't be anything left of the haters of Am Yisrael, which is really just a euphemism for Klal Yisrael themselves. In other words, the battle of Ai that Yeshua fought way later on would have been lost terribly if not for the fact that Avram Avinu would have davened Bein Beis El Ubein Ha'ai. So we see the person should always daven to be saved from a tzara before the tzara happens. And Rosh Lakish Amar, he gives a different understanding of the pasuk, called Ma'amitz Asmi Tefillah Milamata. Anyone who strengthens themselves with tefillah in this world, Ein Lo Tzara Milamala, he's not going to have enemies up there in the above world. How do we understand the pasuk like this? So actually, the second part of the pasuk tells us, V'chol Ma'amitzei Koyach, literally translated as and all the forces of strength. So the way Rosh Lakish understands the whole pasuk is that anyone who is Ma'amitz himself, that's from Ma'amitzei Koyach, he strengthens himself in davening, he's not going to have any enemies. That's what the pasuk means, Loi Vitzar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he has a different explanation of the pasuk. Lo Elmi Vakish Adam Rachmim, a person should always ask Hashem for mercy, Sheyihu Akom Amsen Es Koychai, so that everyone, all of the Malachim, strengthen his tefillah, Vayu Loi Tzar Milamala, and there shouldn't be any enemies above. Rabbi Yochanan understands the first part of the pasuk as Hayarech Shuacha, to mean that if a person wants to arrange his tefillah properly, Loi Vitzar, he should daven that he doesn't have any enemies up in Shemayim, and Vachoma Matze Kayach, he also uses the continuation of the pasuk, all the Koychas up in Shemayim, they should strengthen him. And now we go to the next part of the mission where we said, Minat Shekeeper Loi Viduya V'chulu. How do we know that Achan's Vidui, his confession, brought about a kapara for him? And so we explained that in the Mishnah. And now, Tanur Bana, we have a brisa that expounds on that. Minat Shekeeper Loi Viduya. How do we know that his Vidui is machaper for him? Shem, because the pasuk says, V'yom Yeshua, Yeshua told him, Mechar Tanu, why have you ruined us? Yakarcha Hashem Bayom Azeh, Hashem should ruin you today. What do we learn from here? Yom Azeh to Acher, today you're ruined, V'yat to Acher Loi Mabah, but you're not ruined in Olam Haba. And how do we know this? Uksiv, a pasuk in Divar Yom says, Ubnei Zarach, the sons of Zarach, Zimri, V'Eson, V'Heman, V'Chalkol, V'Dara, Kulm Chamisha, all of them are five. And the question is, my Kulm Chamisha, what does that mean? All of them are five. We can count and we see that there's five. And the answer is, Kulm Chamisha, Hein Lo Olam Haba, all of them were the same five in Olam Haba. And Zimri, that's mentioned in this pasuk, is referring to Achan. So we see that Achan went into Olam Haba. Now we just clarify, Ksiv Zimri, Uksiv Achan. One pasuk says Zimri, another pasuk calls him Achan. So what was his real name? And the answer is, Rav Shmuel, they argue about this Chadamar. Achan Shmoy, once his name was Achan, Velomedek Shmoy Zimri. So why is he called Zimri? Shasa Masa Zimri, he did act just like Zimri did, which was living with somebody who he's not allowed to. Zimri lived with a non-Jewish woman, and Amud Aleph, we said that Achan lived with an Aram Rasa. And Machad Amri Zimri Shmai, once that his name was really Zimri, Vlomanikashmai Achan, so why was he called Achan? Hanusam Shal Yisrael. Over here, the word Ichein is like the word Achnoi, which is a snake, which means basically his Avera wound up or tied up the Bnei Yisrael like a snake does to its prey, and he caused everyone to fall because of his Avera. We go back to explain the Mishnah. Im Einu Yodei L'Svadis V'chulu, we said if the person doesn't know how to say Vidoy, so the Bezin tells him just to say that my Miso should be a Kabar for my sin, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amar V'chulu, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that if this person knows that he was plotted against, he could say this Miso should be a Kapara for all my sins besides for this, because I didn't do this and the Eidim plotted against me. However, the Chacham argued that this is not allowed to be said because on Nakas Atzman, everyone's going to say that in order to clear themselves, anyone who's going to be killed by Bezin is just going to want to make themselves look good. So they're going to say, oh, I didn't do anything wrong. I was just plotted against, and therefore he's not allowed to say it. Ask the Gemara, Vinako Atzman, what do we care? Let them clear themselves. Let them say this in front of everyone. What's the issue? And the answer is, this is not to cause a lessening in the eyes of everyone else. If everyone's going to be executed by Bezin and is allowed to say this, people are going to start saying, oh, Bezin, they're just a joke, and Eidim are a joke. Therefore, the person's not allowed to say it. Now, we have a brass that's like this. Tan Rabbanan, there's a story, where a person was being brought out to be killed. Amar, he said, Im yesh bi avon zeh, if I have this sin, meaning it's really true that I did this avera, my misa should not be kapar for all my sins. Vim ain't bi avon zeh, but if I don't have this sin and I was plotted against, tehe misa zekabar chavonoisai, my misa should be kapar for all my sins. Ubezin rechalis shom menukin, and bezin all of Amisrael, they're free also, they can't be blamed for anything. But vo edim loy tehe mechil oilam, the edim who plotted against me and they lied, they're never gonna have mechila. And Chasham Chacham Bedavar, when Chacham heard this, Amru, they said, Lachzira yafshar, we can't bring him back. We can't bring him back to Bezin and start charging his case again, Shekvar Nixer Gzeira, because we already paskin that he has to be killed, and he was sentenced to death, so there's nothing we can do about it. Eli Yaharig, rather, he does have to be killed, but Vehe Kailer Talui Betsavar Edim, literally this means that the collar should hang from the neck of the Edim, which means that they're responsible for killing this fellow. And we see from here that even though the Bezin didn't reverse the Psak, it seems to be that they're still believing this guy that the Edim plotted against. And the question is, Pshita, it's obvious that they can't reverse it, but Kol Kamine, is it really true that this guy is believed to say that the Edim plotted against him? Why is he being given that koyach? Why is the Bezin believing him? And the Gemara answers, "Let's see how the chiddush is." The Gahaji Behu Saadi, that the Edim themselves admitted that they plotted against this guy and they lied. Ask the Gemara, "Gahaji Behu Mayhavo? Who cares if they were chayzer? Kivin Shegod Shuvin Chayzeru Magid." This is a din by Eidos that once an Eid testified in Bezdin, he can't go back and say a different Eidos. He can't change it. And therefore, just because they said, "Oh, we lied and we made it up," they're simply not believed. And the answer is, "Let's see how the chiddush is." The Afgav the Koyavi Time L'Masayu, that even though they gave reasons, they explained, basically proving the fact that they lied and they made the whole thing up, maybe because they explained they hated the guy for such and such reason, and that's why they made up this whole story to get him killed. That's still not reason to overturn the psak, but it is reason to be able to believe them and say, look, Edim, you lied, we can't do anything about it, but you're responsible in the world to come for this terrible thing that you did by causing an innocent guy to get killed. Now the Gemara ends up in parentheses, kehu mais de ba'ayo mechsa, like this story of a fellow Baya, the tax collector, and this is a very long story that Rashi brings that has multiple parts to it. In short, it's about this fellow named Baya. He was a tax collector, a terrible fellow, and he died the same day as Very Big Talmud Chacham, and their levias were taking place the same time. They were attacked by bandits along the way, and when everyone returned, all the people who were escorting the Chacham accidentally thought the Chacham was a tax collector, and the tax collector's relatives thought that the Chacham was him. So basically, the tax collector had a huge levaya. The Chacham didn't have any levaya, and even though there was a Talmud of the Chacham watching this, and he tried to convince everyone they were wrong, they didn't listen to him, and he was very bothered. Why is it that his Rebbe was buried in such a degrading manner? So his Rebbe came to him in a dream and said, don't worry, I'm in Gan Eden, and this tax collector who is terrible, he's in Gehenim. The only reason why that happened to me is because one time someone spoke against the Talmud Chacham, and he spoke in a derogatory manner, and I didn't stand up for him, so that was my punishment. And the reason why this tax collector was zeichet to such a chasha funeral is because one time he made a huge suda for some official who was supposed to come, and the guy didn't come, and so he gave it all to poor people, and so that was his reward. Now the Talmud asked his Rebbe how long this tax collector fellow is going to be in Gehenim, and he said, until Shimon ben Shetach dies and takes his place. And so the Talmud asked him, what does Shimon ben Shetach, who's the leader of Am Yisrael, do to deserve such a thing? So his Rebbe told him, that's because there's Jewish women who are practicing witchcraft in Ashkelon, and he hasn't done anything about it. So in the morning, this Talmud ran to Shimon ben Shetach, told him about it. Shimon ben Shetach made this whole plan. He brought 80 Talmudim of his to these 80 Jewish witches, and they made a whole thing. Basically, he captured them and killed them and took care of these witches. Now, the relative of these witches, of these women, wanted to take revenge against Shimon ben Shetach. So they had two Edim make up a whole story about Shimon ben Shetach's son, and they brought him to Bezdin, and Bezdin paskin that he should be killed based off these false Edim. They obviously didn't know they were false Edim. And when the son was going out to be killed, he said this thing that the Gemara just quoted previously. He said that if I'm really at fault, my death should not atone for my sins. But if I'm not at fault, then my death should atone for my sins, and the Edim are not forgiven. And it was in this case that the Bezdin discovered that these Edim were really false, and they were just trying to get at Shimon ben Shetach, and therefore had his son killed based on these trumped up charges. We're going to start for the day, pick up tomorrow with a new Mishnah, continue to discuss a person getting skila. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.